Question. What's news?
No!
What's news? Very good, very good. News is... I love your dress. It is very beautiful. Good job. I printed out a newspaper from the computer with some news on it. News is exactly what you said. It's things that we need to know. That's a deer. And I love this article. It says a mom and a daughter. I do too. Grow closer by going hunting together. That is a serious buck, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, thanks for using your manners. I do like your shirt. Thank you for using your manners. Good job. We're going to keep going. So here's a picture of a Christmas tree and another news thing. It says McCook Family Resource Center. Local businesses spread holiday joy. Well, spreading holiday joy is a good thing. So that's the kind of things that news is and news does. In Jesus' day, they didn't have newspapers. Can you think of other ways that maybe we can hear news? What do you think, Emmett? Radios and TV, yeah. Yeah, good job. Did they have those in Jesus' day? No, they didn't. They had Jesus, yes, they did. And they had, when they needed to get news around, they would tell the news to somebody called a herald, and they would run into the different towns or ride a donkey, and they'd say, here's what the king says. Well, in the Bible readings, the people were looking forward to they had some news that a Savior was coming. And they needed to hear that he was, in fact, really close. You guys are going to pinch your fingers. Be careful. Be careful. That'll make us sad. This guy's name, the guy God sent, where is he? There he is. There's something different about this guy. What's different about him? What do you see? He doesn't have any clothes on. Oh my goodness, what is he wearing? He's wearing animal skin, camel's hair. Yeah, with a leather belt. That's John the Baptist. And he came because God said, you need to go tell them that Jesus is coming. You need to tell everybody that there's a Savior coming. And they were so excited. And this is a picture just after our reading, just after Jesus was baptized. How do people, yes, we will have the snacks in a second, yeah.
Can you keep pushing the gate to your
door? Oh, well, let's not bump anybody with the gate. Thank you for telling me. So I have lost complete control. So he calls us to be the people like John the Baptist, say, did you know that Jesus loves you? Did you know that he was born on Christmas? Yeah. Did you know that he lives in your heart? Yeah. See, people need to know that. So here's what we do. Well, you know, we write that kind of stuff in our bulletins, and there's times when you go to church, so we can tell people that Jesus loves them. Yes? Yes, sir.
Christmas is almost here.
It is almost here. I am so excited. I can hardly stand it. If I had my way, I'd keep my Christmas tree up all year long. Because it reminds me, who was born on Christmas? It's Jesus' birthday. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? Let's do that. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you for all their excitement. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them. Good job of praying, you guys. And Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.